Peter Welch, you went to Cuba with President Obama and Senator Leahy. There's still a big debate because the Castro brothers are seen by many people as not so nice, you know, still willing to put people in jail who don't agree with them and the rest. On the other hand, national health care, education, universal, old cars, a lot of good things in Cuba.
Well, that's right. You know, I really wish all Vermonters could have been with me on that trip. It was symbolic in significant ways. It was the first president since Calvin Coolidge to go to Cuba. And it was an environment where the Cubans were jubilant. They love America. They have a lot of relatives up here. And the 2.5 days we were there, the dominant experience was Cubans feeling like there was going to be a better future for them. Now, it remains to be seen whether that will work out, but they certainly feel it. And they certainly feel close ties to the United States, and they were very grateful that President Obama was there. And that was the focus. I mean, the question about the Castro brothers is not in dispute. They have denied civil liberties and political freedoms to the people on that island, and we don't condone that. But the question is whether you want to try to change things with an embargo policy that has totally failed for the past 58 years, doesn't work, or do you want to try something new, i.e. engagement, where we might get more telecommunications down there, more internet, more economic activity, and where it will generate significant pressure from the grassroots, the bottom up, for significant change in Cuba. That's the question. And Cuba does have some significant achievements. It's what you mentioned, medical care, especially primary care, is quite good there. Their infant mortality is very low. Their longevity is high or a little bit higher than ours. They've sent doctors to many African countries to help out with significant crises. They have a good education system, and they don't have the violence that you see in a lot of other countries. So that part is good. The political repression is very, very bad.
Now, you're not a pollster, but I wanted to ask you an impressionistic question. Do you think if the Castros allowed elections and somebody put themselves up, had the temerity to put themselves up against Raul, that the Castros are still popular enough to get a majority of the votes?
You know, I really don't know. And I think that the Cubans like some things about their society, I'm sure. You know, you talk to people about their health care, the fact they have a place to live, they have food to eat, they like that. What they complain about among people I've talked to is a lack of opportunity to be entrepreneurs. They're trying to change that. But that energy that comes by letting people just try to grow, to try to make their own future, there's a lot of holdback there in Cuba on that. And that's a real frustration for people and a major reason why so many Cubans make that trip across the Florida Straits, or they go through a land bridge, flying to Ecuador and then coming up through Central America. So there's contradictions in that society, but the people there are living with political restrictions and economic restrictions on what they can do, even as they have some security that there's a healthcare system that's available for them and education that's available for them.
Now, we know, don't we, Peter, that Florida is one of the two major swing states, along with Ohio and a couple of others, that determine presidential politics. And for years, because of the Cuban population in Florida, nobody really wanted to do this kind of thing, open things up with Cuba. Is that changing?
It's changing dramatically. I mean, the younger Cubans just don't even have that in their memory, and they want to change. They want to be able to interact with Cuba, with the island. And I think in significant part the president was able to make this trip because things have changed so much in the Cuban community. You know, I thought the president in his speech, he did a really good job and was quite sensitive because he was expressing real appreciation for the pain and the trauma of the exile Cuban community. I mean, it is a while now, and there's a generation that's been born and doesn't have any experience in it. But a lot of good Cubans were driven off the island as a result of the Castro Revolution. And they lost everything. Their homes are left behind. Whatever business they had is left behind. And that's a bitter pill to swallow. And I thought the president was saying that we needed the Cuban government to reconcile and the exile Cuban community to reconcile. That's ultimately something that the Cubans are going to have to do themselves. But there's been a lot of pain for the Cuban exile community. And for those who experience it directly, that's a memory that's not going to die easily.
What about the food?
The food is terrific. I mean, at least the food that you could get traveling as a tourist. I mean, the Cuban food, there's like a food revolution there, and it's very flavorful, many different styles. And, of course, that's one area where the economy is opening up. Individuals are allowed to basically start their own restaurants, and we ate at a couple of them. And that's an area where there's real growth and some almost mini-capitalism taking place.
So, because when my wife went, she's gone a couple of times over the years when it was, you know, more difficult to get there. She would stay with Cubans in their homes who, for phenomenally low prices. And that, too, was one of the independent business models that Cubans were using to get a few extra dollars. And it'll be very interesting to see how this all opens up. Now, when the president went to Argentina, he was photographed with this rather attractive dancer, you know, with a leg up, doing the tango. And that made all of the newspapers. Does that worry you, the fact that this becomes, you know, such major fodder?
You know, I think it'll get behind us, but I saw that clip too. And I think that was quite a tango dancer. I agree with you.
Cuz you know Hillary was,
you know,
dead.
It's tough when you're president,
yeah.
Because you do the most innocent of things, where in the context of what you're doing, you're really showing respect. I mean, the Argentinians are rightly very proud of their tango tradition.
Yep.
So, you know, in Cuba, the Cubans are really respectful. They really admire their baseball tradition.
Yeah.
So in Cuba, the president went to a baseball game. That's an act of enormous respect. And in Argentina, he did a very brief tango dance with a obviously wonderful tango dancer from Argentina. And that's respectful, but in the context of what's going on in Belgium, and you know that us sitting back here, you see it differently. But obviously, it doesn't go to the heart of the challenges that we face.
Right. I think the idea that he had to come back as if he didn't have direct communications with anybody he wanted from wherever he was just one of those things that his political enemies tend to bring up and drive home. So, are you having fun?
Well, I am. I mean, I feel very lucky, Alan, you know, because Vermont, for all the contentiousness in national politics right now, Vermont is a state where we try to solve problems. And the Vermont approach to things is for people who disagree to try to work together to see if they can make progress on our problems. So when I'm in Washington, I feel a lot of opportunity to work with Republicans, to work in practical ways to solve things, and I don't fear. I'm not looking over my shoulder. Vermonters support it if I say I'm working with a Republican on trying to solve a problem or reaching out to Cuba to see if we can change a policy and create more opportunity. So I feel good and fortunate that I have a job where I each day can get up and try to make a little bit of a positive difference.
Well, Peter, you're a very good role model for the rest of us. But I have one question. Is it ever occur to you that getting on that plane every single week and coming back every single week, that gets to be a little much, doesn't it?
Well, it's true. The hardest part of this is leaving home. I'm kind of a homebody. So, in fact, I'm talking to you from my house right now. And I love being home. And as the weather gets nicer and I start thinking about getting out in the garden, yes. But you know what? Everybody has to work, and whatever modest inconvenience I experience, when I travel around and I see what Vermonters are doing and how they face really significant challenges every day, then who am I to complain?
You are the best. We love having Peter Welch, the Democrat from Vermont, at large in office since 2007 and our friend because he's always here for us. And we so appreciate it,
Thank you, Alan.